Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Today we present to you the 14th episode of The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope. This show originally aired on December 27th, 1938. The show's special guests were Lum and Abner, who were themselves stars of their own radio show. We'll get to know them a bit more after the show.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
We hope you're feeling fine. Just sit back and recline. Bob Hope will call to wish you all a happy 39.
Ah, thank you so much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is the Pepsodent Kid, Bob Hope, making a living by the skin of other people's teeth. Yes, sir. I suppose the Christmas spirit filled you all with faith and charity, so tonight I'm here to give you hope. Isn't that cute? My kid brother wrote that. I'll wait till I catch him. My sponsor was very nice to me this Christmas. He sent over a beautiful gift, a big cabinet radio with 9 tubes of Pepsodent. He's happy. He's very happy. I asked him the other day if we were selling Pepsodent, and he said, "You're doing great work, Hope. You've got half the country foaming at the mouth." I had a nice Christmas this year. I got some nice presents. I just about broke even. One present took me 4 hours to unwrap. Can you imagine anyone sending me an Egyptian mummy? Goodwin bought me a nice box of cigars. I smoked 2 of them Christmas morning and spent the rest of the day in an iron lung. Skinny Ennis and the band chipped in and gave me a beautiful deep purple necktie. I turned it over, and on the front side it said, "Welcome, Legionnaires." The choir, 6 Hits and a Miss, gave me a beautiful watch. I don't know where they got it, but I passed a pawn shop this morning, and I tried to jump back in the window. I got some nice Christmas cards, too. I got one from Hedy Lamarr. That's the first envelope I've ever seen that steamed itself open. Say, Bill, tell the ladies and gentlemen who we have with us tonight, will you?
All right, Bob. Tonight, we're very happy to present as our guests one of the most popular teams on the radio, those Pine Ridge favorites, Lum and Abner. Then we have Skinny Ennis and his band, 6 Hits and a Miss, Honey Child, Jerry Colonna, through the courtesy of Warner Brothers, and Bob Hope, through.
I am not. I have an uncle at Paramount. That's Bill Goodwin. That's Bill Goodwin, ladies and gentlemen. Just look at Goodwin's shiny teeth. 7 Snow Whites with 1 Dopey. You should have seen him at Skinny's Christmas party. He hung some mistletoe over the goldfish bowl, and it was awfully embarrassing. Every time I walked into the room, one of the goldfish puckered up her lips. How'd that get in this? I danced with one of them. She was so dumb, she thought a coming out party was a parole. Oh, she was a swell dresser, though, a regular clothes horse. In fact, she and Seabiscuit could wear the same things. Before the dinner, Skinny served sandwiches. Not exactly sandwiches, breadcrumbs with Russian dressing. But I made sure I got mine. As a matter of fact, I ate so many tongue sandwiches, I could hold a conversation with my stomach. Kerosene. First time I ever got indigestion and had my oil changed at the same time. But dinner was no fun. There was a crooked roulette wheel in the next room, and the magnet kept pulling the knives and forks out of our hands. After dinner, they served coffee and bandages. And then...
Hey, pardon me, Bob. Bob, there's a girl here who wants to see you.
Has she got a face?
Yeah.
And she wants to see me? That's funny. Well, send her in. Things are picking up.
Well, hiya, Mr. Hope.
Well, honey child. Well, well. Honey child.
In person, Mr. Hope.
Honey child, I haven't seen you since we finished that program in New York 2 years ago.
You finished it, Mr. Hope. I was just an innocent bystander.
Well, tell me, honey child, how do the folks down south like my program?
Why, Mr. Hope, every Tuesday night, my father calls all the workers in from the cotton plantation.
He wants them to hear my program, huh?
Why, no, Mr. Hope. He wants some cotton for his ears.
Same old, honey child.
Say, Mr. Hope, who's that handsome man over there?
Oh, you mean that pair of teeth covered with tweed? That's Bill Goodwin, honey child.
I'd sure like to meet him.
I was afraid of that. Come here, Goodwin. Honey child, I want you to meet Bill Goodwin.
Hello, honey child.
Hello, Bill. Gosh, you're pretty.
I know it.
You ought to be in pictures.
Oh, Pepsin had just signed Bill for a picture. He's playing Rhett Goodwin in Gone with the Erium. Hiya, fellas. Well, hiya, Skinny. I want you to meet Honey Chow, Skinny.
Well, look who's here. Hello, dog face.
Well, hello, Stinky.
Say, do you two know each other?
Why, sure, Bob. We grew up together.
Dogface, are your folks still living in that cave?
Why, Stinky, you know we haven't lived in that cave since Paul started wearing shoes?
Ah, the good old days down south.
Yeah, down south we'd mash up our corn, and when we got through, we'd have a quart of liquor.
Yeah, and up north here, we mash up our corn, and when we get through, we've got a program.
Well, Bob, it sure is fun meeting all the boys on your program.
Well, there's one fellow you haven't met, honey child. He's been delayed because he's still feeling a few ill effects from his Christmas dinner.
Greetings, Gates. Let's bicarbonate.
Well, Professor Kolota, Professor, I want you to meet Honeychild, the pride of the Southland.
Greetings, you all. Pardon my southern drawl.
You mean drool.
Oh, Professor, you from the South?
Ah, yes, Gatus. Well, I remember the days of the old plantation. For many years, we lived on the old manse. And now the old manse living on us.
I didn't know you were from the South, Professor. Remember the old plantation and the magnolias? Surely you remember the magnolias.
Ah, yes. I heard they were divorced.
Pardon me, Colonel Clone. Did anyone ever call your head the solid South?
Yes. My whole family tree is from the South. The Sioux. I mean, the South. First, there was my pappy. Then there was my mammy. And what a mammy. The sun shines east. The sun shines west. But I know where the sun shines best. Help, I'm Al Jolson.
Help, Skinny, the music. Take it away. All right, Professor, that'll be all right.
Crazy rhythm, here's the doorway. I'll go my way, you'll go your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. Crazy rhythm, this is where we have a showdown. I'm too high hat, you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow walking along Broadway, soon the highbrow, he has no brow.
Ain't it a shame and you're to blame?
What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. Crazy rhythm. Crazy rhythm, I've gone crazy to crazy rhythm, the doorway. Take it my way, pass it your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on, we're through with you. Do-do-do-do-ra-da. Crazy rhythm, the showdown. I'm the high brow, you're the low brow. Crazy rhythm is goodbye. Here's goodbye to you. Farewell, John.
When the high brow meets the low brow, walking along Broadway, soon the high brow will have no brow.
You're to blame, or shame, shame, shame. Well, what's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, dip, dip, tiroodly doo, I'm crazy too. Dip, 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 rip, dip, dip, tiroodly doo, I'm crazy too. Crazy rhythm is goodbye, so long to you.
That was our six hits and a miss singing Crazy Rhythm. Say, Bill, have Lum and Admiral shown up yet?
No, not yet, Bob.
Oh, well, Bill, I'll go and look for them, and while I'm going, you say a few words to the boss, will you?
All right, Bob. Folks, Pepsodent toothpaste with Erium is like a diamond with a brighter sparkle, like a flower with a finer perfume, like a songbird with an extra octave. Cause why? Cause Erium is the remarkable new cleansing agent that says to Pepsodent, quick march there, brother, remove those surface stains from teeth. Charge that dull overlay. Rout all dinginess. Hustle along with that polishing. Leave those teeth clean as a new snowflake. And let them shine with natural brilliance. Pepsodent plus Erium means extra cleanliness for your teeth, extra freshness for your mouth. That's what you can have every day of your life by brushing your teeth twice a day with Pepsodent toothpaste containing Irium. Only in Pepsodent toothpaste do you get the extra benefits of Irium, because Pepsodent is the only toothpaste that contains Irium.
Granny's issued a place all right, Abner.
Is this a Pepsodent show, Lum?
Must be. Nobody's laughing. Wonder where the feller's at.
I don't know, and I don't care. I never wanted to come up here in the first place.
Well, I told you I made a deal where we'd get $10 apiece. And besides, two heads is always better than one.
Well, I don't care. I don't... Huh? What'd you say about them two heads?
I said two heads is better than one. I mean...
Be a right smart more expense, Olam, having two heads. Have to buy two haircuts at a time, two pair of spectacles.
Well, Abner, I ain't talking about one man with two heads. I'm talking about two men with one head. Or two men with two heads.
Four between them, huh?
No, I said, wait a minute. How many heads have you got?
I ain't got but one. It ain't me. I don't think it is.
Who ain't you?
That two-headed feller, whoever he is.
It's me and you I'm talking about. Both of us can have more ideas with two heads.
Yeah, if we had them, we could, I reckon. That'd be mighty handy, all right. A feller could eat with one mouth and drink with the other. You might get an argument with yourself, though, Lon, you know what?
You got the awfulest imagination I ever seen on a human. Wait a minute, here comes that feller now.
Well, he ain't got but one head.
How do you do, sir?
Well, Lum and Abner, ladies and gentlemen, Lum and Abner. Well, I see you fellas finally got here, huh?
Yeah, I brung my partner. Abner, this is a feller you've heard 1,000 times on the radio.
Well...
You shake hands with Mr... What'd you call your name again?
Name is Hope.
Oh, I've heard you. You're that I hope feller, ain't you?
No, that isn't me. You're thinking about the wrong program.
No, I'm thinking about the right program. You're just the wrong feller.
Don't give my sponsors any ideas. Now, look, fellas, I got a little play I want you to do tonight.
Well, good evening, Abner. Good evening, Frank.
Excuse me. Howdy, Frank. Frank who? Where?
Huh? Oh, nobody. I was just wondering if I did have two heads, how I'd speak to myself.
Pardon me, Lum. What is Abner talking about?
Don't pay no attention to him, Mr. Hope. He's got an idea. He's got two heads.
Yeah. I've got an idea. They're both empty. Now, the first scene of our play is in the frozen north where the nights are 6 months long.
6 months long? Granny, it'd be all right. A feller could come in late of a night up there, and next morning his wife would say, what time'd you get in last night? And he'd have to say, oh, long about January or February. She'd say, it weren't no such a thing. I heard you was way up in April when you got in.
Oh, that's fine, Lum, but let's get on with the play. Now, you play the part of an old moose trapper.
An old moose trapper.
You trap mooses.
No, he don't.
I trap
don't
what?
Mooses. Yes, you come up in this
listen,
part
Frank,
of the country.
Wait a minute. Abner, will you hash that up for goodness sake? Mr. Hope's trying to explain his play to us here.
Well, Frank started it.
Is this still the Pepsodent show? Lum, who is Frank?
Oh, it's nothing, Mr. Hope. Abner just calls that other head of his Frank.
Yeah. And Frank said, Lum...
Abner, if you mention Frank one more time, I'm going to whop you on. Go ahead.
See there, Smarty, I told you not to be...
Go ahead with the play, Mr. Hope. Do I fall in love with a beautiful girl?
No, not so fast, Lum. Don't cross your bridges until you come to them.
Huh? Where's the bridge at, Mr. Hope?
San Francisco. Now, look, Abner, it's just a figure of speech. There isn't any bridge.
Well, what you telling us not to cross it for, then?
All right, then. We've crossed the bridge. We're on the other side. Now, let's get on with the play.
Well, how'd we get over here?
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Abner. We rode across. Now, go ahead, Mr. Hope.
Well, you're going through the frozen north, and you meet another old moose trapper and his daughter.
Is she pretty?
Yes, and she's snowblind.
She what?
Snowblind! So it's love.
Wait a minute, Abner, for goodness sake. Will you please hate Santa?
Well, I was just taking up for you. Frank said you was backwoods in, said
oh,
you never...
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Holt. He's back to that Frank again.
Oh, look, Lum, we've got to get on with the play. Can't you keep him quiet?
I can't do nothing with him, Mr. Holt. I brung him up here, but that's all I can do.
Yeah, I know. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
You can... Huh?
Go ahead.
Well, whose horse won't drink, Mr. Holt?
Abner, anybody's horse.
Well, what's the matter with the horse?
There ain't nothing the matter with it.
Well, there must be something the matter with the water, then, if the horse won't drink.
Abner, if you say horse one more time, I'm going to crunk you right on top of the head.
That's the most encouraging thing you've said tonight, love. Now comes the big scene of the play.
Yeah.
You're walking across the snow, and you come to the river, but the bridge has been washed away.
Well, no wonder we couldn't cross it a while ago.
Look, a blizzard's blowing, the bridge is down. You get in a boat and row across the river.
Oh.
Right? Now, is that all right for you?
Yeah, that's all right for me, but how are we going to get the horse across?
Listening, and I told him I'd do a play tonight.
Now, there ain't no use to argue with this. It's just like putting off till tomorrow what you can do today.
Well, I was... Huh?
And another thing, how about the money you said you was going to give us?
Yeah, that's right. You said we'd get $10 apiece.
Yes, sir.
Well, all right, fellas. Here's $10 for you, Lum, and here's $10 for you, Abner. Thanks for coming in on our show, and I want to wish you both a very happy new year.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Hope, and same to you. Come on, Abner.
Yeah, let's get out of here. That Hope's the worst mixed-up feller I ever seen.
Good night, Mr. Hope.
Good night, Lum and Abner. Well, that's one bridge we've crossed, and now Skinny Anna sings, "What Is This Thing Called Love?"
Wait,
Mr.
Band Leader, just a minute.
What
here.
Is it, Abner?
Mr. Hope, I think you short changed us just now.
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love. Just who can solve its mystery? Why did it make a fool of me? I saw you there one wonderful day. You took my heart and threw it away. I saw you there one wonderful day, and you took my heart and threw it away. That's why I asked the law.
Because although her conversation sparkled, her teeth did not. She knows better now. She switched to Pepsodent tooth powder with Irium, and now her teeth do shine. Irium is the lively ingredient that gives Pepsodent its extra cleansing qualities. It helps Pepsodent quickly, effectively, gently remove dingy surface stains from your teeth. A twice-a-day brushing with Pepsodent plus Irium leaves your teeth ever so clean, persuades them to reveal their full natural brightness, keeps them at high shining luster. No other tooth powder is quite like Pepsodent because no other powder contains Irium. So if you want Irium's extra benefits, then use Pepsodent tooth powder twice a day. And now Bob Hope brings you his version of that popular song hit, "Who Blew Out the Flame?" We now take you to the Eagle Knob Firehouse, where we find that fearless firefighter, Fire Chief Hope.
Oh, you kindled the spark.
Hello, Eagle Knob Fire Department. You light 'em, we fight 'em. Chief Hope speaking.
There's a terrible fire in
outside my building. Can you come over right away?
Well, the boys are playing badminton. I hate to disturb them.
But the walls are falling, the roof is crashing, and people are jumping from the windows.
Well, call us back when it gets out of hand. Ah, me, Eagle Knob Firehouse. People come and people go, but nothing ever happens.
Gee, Chief, I wish things would pick up around here. I haven't seen a fire hydrant since the last time I got a ticket for parking.
Yeah. So long since we've seen those hydrants, they're going to the dogs.
Come in.
Hello, Chief Hope. I'm from the City Waterworks. Sorry, we can't let you have any more water on.
Say, boss, I was just thinking, which of those two fires last month was the warmest? The one at Madeline Carroll's or Hattie Lamar's?
Oh, the one at Madeline's. It was hotter than Hades. Hello.
Hello. When you rescue a girl, do you hold her tightly and carry her to safety?
Yes.
And do you whisper sweet words of encouragement to her as you hold her in your big, strong arms?
Yes, we do.
Come on over. I'm starting the fire.
Hello.
Remember I called you up before and told you my house was on fire?
Yes.
Well, it's still burning. Would you like to come over for the housewarming?
May I have the next dance?
Fine, but you'll find a little uncomfortable for dancing.
Why, no room?
No, no floor.
Say, Bill, answer the phone.
The phone? Well, Bob, it didn't ring.
I know, but do you have to wait until the last minute? See, smarty. Hello?
Did I hear you needed a fire?
Why?
Well, I'm not doing anything tonight.
Who are you?
Mrs. O'Leary's cow.
Mrs. O'Leary's cow, tell me, is it true that you started the Chicago fire?
It's a lot of bull.
Well, listen, Leary, if I want you, how can I reach you?
Call the stockyards and ask for Daisy. And if a man answers...
Yes?
It'll be milking time.
First fire department I've ever seen in the phone booth. Hello? Hide in it so we'll know where the fire is.
Okay, Chief.
Jeez, who said that? Goodman, hop on the fire engine. Let's roll. This is an emergency.
All right. Chief. Chief, there's Honeychild.
Bill, if we don't get her out of that burning building soon, we'll have southern fried chicken.
Well, come on, Bob. Let's go.
Honeychild, we've come to save you. Come, this room is in flames. General Lee, you southerners never give up. Come on, let's get out of here.
I'm sorry, I can't go with you. I just remembered I got a date with another fireman.
Another fireman? Who is it?
Greetings, Gate. Let's suffocate. A fighter, too. Many is the quiet night we spent around our fireside. In fact, as someone once remarked at our fireside, quote, my friends, unquote.
For without your love, the stars above don't shine the same. Who blew out the flame?
Nine with you, and thank you so much. And thanks for the memory of Lum and Abner's team. To say you were supreme would cessant, would be knowing your listening's been pleasant and bringing cheer throughout the year.
Say, excuse me, Bob, but who's going to be with us next week?
Well, Bill, next week we're going to have with us that
Lum and Abner appeared on this program through the courtesy of General Foods, the makers of Postum. What is this thing called love is from Wake Up and Dream. Until next Tuesday night at the same time, the Pepsodent Company bids you good night. Bill Goodwin speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
The Lum and Abner radio show began in 1931 and ran through 1950. Columbus Lum Edwards was played by Chester Lauk, and Abner Peabody by Norris Goff. Lum and Abner owned and operated the Jot'em Down store in the fictional village of Pine Ridge, Arkansas, which was really no more than a wide place in the road with 200 people and no electricity. The show featured the good-natured down-home comedy of the hill people of Arkansas. I guess you could call it homespun humor. Eventually, we'll listen to the Lum and Abner show and get to know the good people of Pine Ridge. That's it for today. Please join us next Wednesday for another show with Bob Hope, and come back on Friday for another episode of The Life of Riley. Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com, and don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/classiccomedyotr, and check us out at our website, classiccomedyotr.com. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Podcasts. So, until Friday, may you have a wonderful Thanksgiving Day. And to help you do just that, here is a stunning piece of Thanksgiving humor. What is the best way to stuff a turkey? Feed him lots of pizza and ice cream, of course.